Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
There is a lot on the line here. Jeff is afraid that he's going to fail and take us all down with him. But I believe we can pull this off.
I believe that we will win.
I believe we can win because I believe in the Jeff and Jen Show family. I believe in you. If you're listening to this show right now, I believe in you and your capacity for giving and ability to help.
I was on Facebook yesterday evening, and a couple of messages popped up, one right after the other, about a couple of people named Tori and Nick. Tori and Nick are getting married tomorrow. That's the great news. Give it up for Tori and Nick.
Congratulations. They're University of West Georgia alum.
Woo-hoo, go.
Sweethearts.
West Georgia. Snakes. So they're getting married tomorrow. That's the good news. The bad news, the wedding on Jekyll Island. Oof. And as you may have heard, there's a hurricane coming, which means Jekyll Island ain't having no weddings tomorrow.
So, that's crushing.
So Tori and Nick are evacuating to Atlanta, where they have roots, right? All in the Atlanta area. They have all the roots up here. And their Jekyll Island friends and family are evacuating with them. And they still want to get married tomorrow. So this is where I'm seriously... I don't like failing. I don't like the humbling feeling of failing. My ego, I have a fragile ego. I like to strut around here like my crap don't stink. And when I fail, it hurts me and it ruins me. Okay?
But we also have a mantra on this show. You gotta risk it
to get the biscuit.
Come on, Jeff.
Gotta risk it to get the biscuit.
Put it out there, Jeff.
The more I read about their story, Tori and Nick, the more I thought we have to help them have a wedding tomorrow.
I love this.
But then the other part of me, my ego part, was like, don't do it, because if you go on the air and you try to ask Jeff and Jen Show family members to put a wedding together, they're dealing with their own Hurricane Irma evacuees. There's other things going on in the world. What if it doesn't work and then you failed?
Jeff, you're talking to the Good Vibe Tribe. Our listeners want to help. Our listeners are they're helpers.
All right. Can I tell you why?
Yes.
These are my people.
We've got to learn about Tori and Nick and why they've got to get married in Atlanta tomorrow and why we need your help putting together a wedding in less than 24 hours.
All right, listen. They've got their North Georgia roots, right? Their Atlanta roots, and they went to the University of West Georgia, as Jen said. And in 2010, they started dating for the second time. They broke up like in the early 2000s. So they got back together in 2010, knew they were soulmates, and relocated together to Tuscaloosa so that Nick could finish grad school at the University of Alabama. Okay? In 2011.
You gotta say that louder because we have a lot of alum. University of Alabama is where he went to grad school.
Now, if you remember,
roll tide, tapping into the tide.
Tuscaloosa got hit by tornadoes a year after they moved there. They lost everything in 2011. And because of that, they actually had to split up. So Tori had to come back to Noonan and Nick had to take a job in Texas, and they kept their long distance relationship going. Tori even moved to Korea to teach English to Koreans over there. Nick relocated to Michigan. Their lives are literally taking them all over the world until 2015, when they bought their very first house together as a couple in Smyrna. job opportunities, eventually take him down to Jekyll Island. And on October 3rd of last year, just about 1 year ago, Nick gets down on one knee after dinner and asks Tori to marry him.
Aww.
She says yes, but they couldn't celebrate their engagement because of freaking Hurricane Matthew.
So they had to evacuate right after their engagement?
Yes.
And now 1 year later, they're getting married, but they can't get married because they got to evacuate because of Hurricane Irma.
Irma.
Natural disasters is just following this couple.
Y'all, three hurricanes.
Tornado and two hurricanes.
Yeah.
The Tuscaloosa tornadoes and the hurricanes, right? This is not right. These are good people. These are good, hardworking Georgians who have endured a long-distance relationship, a breakup of almost a decade before realizing they were soulmates.
Right.
So here's the deal.
Yeah, what do we need?
We need, before the end of the show today, to get them a wedding.
We can do this. So they've got everything that you would need. Like, she's got her dress, and they've got tuxedos,
yep,
and that kind of thing. But they need a place to have it.
Yep.
They need food.
They need a DJ. Wicka, wicka, wick, wick.
Somebody to do music. Photographer.
Photographer. Click, click, click.
Flowers.
Videographer. Food. A cake, probably. Mm-hmm. Like, think of everything that you would have that you would get locally, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everything that they would have at their venue in Jekyll Island, they don't have tomorrow. Or Sunday. They're
How
open
many
to,
people are going to be there?
Yeah,
50 to 75.
Okay. 50 to 75
their
people.
Okay. Original wedding was like 100 people because of the evacuation and people having to, not everybody being able to come to Atlanta. So it's not a huge wedding, 50 to 75 people. And they're not picky. They just don't have, think about this. Anybody who's planned a wedding, JP, tell me if you can relate. How many checks for deposits have you and Heidi written in the past?
Yeah. So many, in between 9 and 12.
So getting those deposits back isn't an option because the person who would write the check has evacuated. So they don't have any money. So we got to do this for them. We have to. Now I've said it. My ego can't take it if we don't do this.
can do this for Tori and Nick.
And Jeff.
So what are we asking for? People to call us if they've got ideas or things they could offer.
I don't want ideas. I want stuff.
We need plans.
We need plans. We need stuff.
I need a venue. I need a venue.
Food.
Food.
A DJ.
DJ.
Photographer.
Yes.
Flowers.
Yes.
Cake.
Yes.
Flowers.
Booze.
Stationery stuff, like those cute little signs that say, like, love, that are glittery. I don't know what they're called. Centerpieces and stuff.
Okay, so if you've got something that you can embrace Tori and Nick with and make their wedding day happen, after a tornado and two hurricanes, they still want to get married.
It doesn't have to be perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't have to be, you know, like, if you have, you know, you're one of those companies that have, like, tables and chairs and all stuff, and you got other stuff going on this weekend.
Oh, dude, they're coming in on Facebook already. They're coming in. DJ service just popped in. I'm so excited. Okay. We can do this. 404-263-0941. Call us. Let's make this happen for Tori and Nick. How special is this?
If we don't get anything by the end of Ed Sheeran, we're just not going to speak of this again.
Believe, Jeff. Believe. You got to believe.
It never happens.
They're evacuating. They need us. We got to get them married. We can do this.
Don't let me down, Jeff and Jen Show family. I know Tori and Nick are important, but do this for me. If you've ever...
This has nothing to do with you. And I think you're very thoughtful for bringing it up and sticking your neck out to do this. 404-263-0941. Call us if you can help Tori and Nick get married in Atlanta tomorrow. They're evacuating right now.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
I'm feeling a little okay.
People are better. People are helping. They're calling. We're going to make this happen. Tori and Nick are going to be better. They're going to be great.
Tori and Nick live in Jekyll Island. They've got, you know, roots here in North Georgia. They went to University of West Georgia. Their friends are all from Carrollton and Noonan. And they are getting married tomorrow in Jekyll Island. And they have to evacuate.
This couple lived in Tuscaloosa when a tornado hit their home and they lost everything. After their engagement, they had to evacuate because of Hurricane Matthew. And now Hurricane Irma is ruining their wedding day. So they've got 50 to 75 guests all evacuating to Atlanta, and we want to throw them a wedding within 24 hours.
Laura in Stockbridge, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
What can you help us out with, or more importantly, help Tori and Nick out with?
Well, I actually get married on September 16th, and I've got quite a bit of decorations and some bouquets. And if they want to use them, I actually had to get rid of all of my bridesmaids. So I got a bunch of bouquets just sitting around.
Oh, my gosh. That is so sweet. You haven't even used it yet, and you're offering it to them.
I'm from Florida, so I understand what hurricanes can do. I survived Andrew, Floyd, quite a few others. So I want to help. It's what I do. I love to help out those who need it.
Incredible. Hang on. We're going to get all your information, okay?
Sure. No problem.
Did you say that you got rid of all your bridesmaids?
Yes, and we'll talk to you about that.
All right. We might be calling you back for a couple reasons, Laura. Liz in Lawrenceville, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hey, guys, how are you?
We're doing good. The phones are ringing, so I'm feeling a little better.
Well, I did not doubt the Atlanta community is going to let you guys down, so I am here to help out. My husband and I recently celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary. We had a big party. I've got about 20 centerpieces.
20 centerpieces. Perfect.
Wow.
That helps. Okay.
Oh, that's amazing.
Cool. All right.
So,
thank you.
I mean, hopefully it'll bring them as much luck as it's given my husband and I for 25 years.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is so beautiful.
All right. Hold on. Okay, Liz?
All right.
Thank you. Shayla, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a photography business, and I would be more than happy to shoot their wedding for them.
Oh, awesome. That is so, so important. Because you know, when the day is over, what's left is the pictures. So
yes,
that's incredible,
absolutely.
Shayla. Thank you so much. What's the name of your business?
Not to Nest Photography.
Not to Nest. Like K-N-O-T-D. Yeah. Right?
K-N-O-T-D. Yes.
Okay. Shayla, thank you so much.
No problem.
Cool. I got it. All right. Do we have Shayla's information?
I've got Shayla's phone number, so Shayla will be in touch shortly, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. So once again, the situation is this. Nick and Tori are getting married tomorrow. Their wedding was originally scheduled and planned for Jekyll Island, but the hurricane changed those plans. So they are coming home to Atlanta. We still want to throw them a wedding tomorrow.
We want them to be able to still get married and have their dreams come true, and we need your help to do it. So 404-263-0941, or you can reach out to us on Facebook as well. If you've got something wedding-related that you can offer to this couple, let's make it happen for them.
I think the most important thing we need right now is a venue.
100%. We need a place to do it.
Where could they do it? We need a venue. 404-263-0941, or get at us on the Facebooks and let us know if you can help, this might really happen. Wow.
We can do it.
I like this.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Tori and Nick are getting married tomorrow. Here's the problem, though. The wedding has been moved from Jekyll Island to somewhere in Atlanta because they had to evacuate.
This couple has been through so much. They originally met at University of West Georgia, and they, at one point in their relationship, lived in Tuscaloosa and lost everything in the tornadoes when those hit in 2011. They got engaged last year and had to evacuate right after that because of Hurricane Matthew, and now Hurricane Irma is poised to ruin their wedding day, but we don't want to let that happen, and we need your help to throw Tori and Nick a wedding tomorrow.
The number one thing that we're looking for is a venue, but the calls are rolling in with other great, 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 great things. Jennifer in Atlanta, welcome to the show.
Hi.
You want to help out Tori and Nick?
Yes, I want to offer a wedding cake.
A cake?
Wedding cake.
Awesome. Oh, beautiful. Is that something you can put together in 24 hours? I don't know about baking.
Yes, it'll say happy birthday, Al, who who unfortunately died the day before yesterday. But they'll just scrape that off. Just kidding. Yeah, can you turn that around before the weekend?
Yeah, I'm the executive pastry chef at Canoe Restaurant, and I'll have no problem doing
that. Oh, so awesome. We love Canoe. Thank you so much, yeah. Jennifer. Oh, that's no incredible. So incredible. You guys know about what it is to survive natural disasters and flooding and rebuild and make it work. So we know you guys have been through that.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thank you, Jennifer. Hold on, okay?
Thank you, Jennifer.
That's awesome. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, what would you like to offer Tori and Nick?
I'm actually a licensed hairstylist, and I would like to offer hair and makeup for her wedding.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. That's perfect. Awesome. That's so important.
Didn't even think of that.
I hadn't thought about that yet either.
Awesome. Thank you.
And I actually travel on site, so that would make it easier, too.
Perfect. Lauren, we will keep you posted on exactly where we find it because we're still looking for a wedding venue. They've got 50 to 75 people. So if you're just joining us, we're trying to throw this wedding for Tori and Nick who have to evacuate Hurricane Irma, and they're all coming here.
Catherine would like to contribute something to Tori and Nick's relocated wedding. What do you got, Catherine?
Well, I'm the orchestra teacher over at Mount Perrin Christian School in Jones Creek, and I have an awesome student string quartet. They're all seniors, and I'd love to play the music for the ceremony.
Beautiful.
String quartet.
Beautiful. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome, Catherine. Incredible.
Yeah, so just let us know.
We will.
Do they know Pachelbel's Canon? Because that's like the...
They definitely know that. Some Pachelbel Canon, some Vivaldi. We'll keep it really classy. And then they can party the night away with a DJ.
All right, perfect. Oh, we need a DJ. Do we get a DJ online? Did you say we got a DJ?
I think so. I think a DJ service reached out to us.
Online, cool.
Mm-hmm, on Facebook. Yeah, you can hit us up on Facebook, too, if you can't get through on the phones right now.
Christy is one of Tori's bridesmaids. Hey, Christy.
Hi, Jeff.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you so much for doing this.
How are Tori and Nick holding up?
Well, as you can understand, they are kind of a wreck. They're trying to pack up their house and drive up here and move their wedding, and they're trying to stay positive, and they're, being each other's support system.
So, Christy, how long have you and Tori been friends?
Tori and I actually met, I think, 2008 at West Georgia through one of the other bridesmaids, Heather. And we've been friends since then. We hung out in Noonan after college. Then when she and Nick moved to Smyrna, they moved into our neighborhood, which was awesome. She's like one of my favorite people. She's a wonderful, wonderful person.
We really want to make this happen for Tori and for Nick and for all of you guys. Is there anywhere that you guys have been able to find online for a venue? That's a place that's like the first thing, right? We need to secure.
Yes. So we've been trying to talk to various places, and I have a neighbor that has a possibly a cidery, but we're not really sure. The only thing is that the budget is kind of very tight because everything is wrapped up in deposits on Jekyll Island.
Right, right.
Who is calling us up today is charging these guys a dime. Like, they've been through enough. So,
absolutely.
And we know that, the tangle with the deposits and stuff. Hang on, Christy. Hey, is this Dixie? Hey, Dixie, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, kind of. It's a little bit quiet, but where are you calling from?
I'm in Rome, Georgia.
Okay.
Rome, Georgia, okay.
It's quiet here, so.
Everything's quiet in Rome.
Yeah.
How are you? What are you calling up for?
I'm good. Well, I actually own a wedding venue, and my girlfriend just texted me this morning about this, and so I thought I would give you guys a call and see if there's anything we could do to help out. I host all weekend weddings at my venue, and I do have a wedding coming in today, and they'll be here till tomorrow, but I could make something work on Sunday if they could do that.
Wow.
Ooh, Sunday's a great option. Christy, would Sunday work for Tori and Nick?
You know what? We're not going to be picky. We just want these two to be married and have the wedding of their dreams. Beggars can't be choosers. So,
Yeah, that's what my mom always said. But yes, I mean, we will make whatever we can work for them.
Perfect. Hold on, okay, Dixie?
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you. Jack, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You want to help out Tori and Nick with their relocated wedding?
I would love to be able to help.
What do you got?
I have a photo.
Say that one more time.
I have a photo booth.
A photo booth,
of course.
You can't have a wedding without a photo booth and the drunk groomsman wearing the really giant sunglasses.
Exactly.
Perfect. Thank you, Jack. Hold on, okay?
Sure.
All right, Christy, we're going to keep grinding away at this, all right?
Thank you so much. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We can't appreciate you enough. Thank you.
And Christy, hang on. I want to talk to you a little bit more off the air, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Aaron, welcome to the show. What's up?
What's going on, guys? This is Aaron with the Grand Gourmet and the Alexander House. I'd be more than happy to offer them up Friday. Today, if they want to do it today, they can do it tomorrow. They can do it Sunday, whatever they want to do.
Oh, my gosh. What is the place that you have?
Well, the Alexander House. We were actually on the news a couple nights ago. They stole our wedding bill. I'm not sure if you saw it. It was after the game.
I don't know about that. Okay, cool.
Cool, awesome.
You guys are you guys in McDonough?
To help them out. Yeah, McDonough, Georgia.
Gotcha.
Anything you guys need, we got you covered.
Oh, cool.
My gosh, that is so cool.
Thank you.
We have a huge network of folks that we can plug in. I'm sure they'd be willing to donate whatever services aren't rendered so far.
Oh my gosh, I have goosebumps right now. I'm so excited. We're going to make this happen for them.
Holy cow. Wow.
Oh, I'm so excited.
All right, we'll keep flying through these calls. And
yes, if you've got something, keep calling 404-263-0941.
Star 94.1.
If you are just joining the Jeff and Jen Show this morning, we are in major wedding production right now, and we need your help to make this happen. 404-263-0941 if you can help us. We've discovered a couple, Tori and Nick, who have roots right here at University of West Georgia, at Smyrna, in Noonan, and they now live in Jekyll Island. They're supposed to get married tomorrow, but they're having to evacuate because of Hurricane Irma. Them, all their bridesmaids, their entire wedding party, their family are all on their way back home to Atlanta, but we still want them to get married tomorrow. So we're reaching out to the Jeff and Jen Show family to throw them a wedding in 24 hours.
If you were listening at 7 o'clock when this started, I'm like, I don't want to do this because I don't know if we can pull it off. And if it fails, my ego can't take it. I don't like failing at things. But we're going to pull this off in 45 minutes or less. Y'all, everybody listening, y'all are great.
You guys are amazing. We have already got calls from Canoe, and the pastry chef Jennifer there is going to do their cake.
God bless.
We've gotten calls from venues offering up their venues. We have gotten calls about centerpieces and flowers. We're still looking for fresh flowers for the bride, right?
We do need a florist.
We've heard from a wedding photographer who has already signed up to help us out.
Lisa, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I'm so happy that Callie called this morning.
Yeah, Lisa and Callie are friends, and Lisa actually did all the paper for our wedding.
Oh, awesome.
And Lisa, you want to help out Tori and Nick?
Yes. I mean, every single weekend that happens when you're in the wedding business, if there's bad weather, your heart just sinks. So everyone at Paper Daisies we've been just devastated for the people who have had to cancel weddings. So when I got the call this morning, it was perfect. We would love, I've already gotten calls from the girls at the studio. They're canceling. We're coming in early, getting all of our production work done, and we're going to make whatever they need happen.
Oh, that is so incredible.
That's
so awesome. So other than invitations, which obviously have already gone out for Tori and Nick, what kind of things, what other paper things do you guys do at weddings?
Right. So we can do, they probably already have their program information ready, so we can turn around some programs. Menus, if they need table and escort cards. We also have a lot of rental, like we have signs, big frames, so we can make some really pretty ceremony signage, Instagram signage. I mean, we can knock it out of the ballpark. They can still have a gorgeous wedding with all the different paper products.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. That's incredible.
Lisa, if they want to come into the studio and pick out whatever they want, it's theirs.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. And the name of your company again?
It's Paper Daisy Stationery.
Awesome. That's cool. Incredible.
Thank you, Lisa.
So thankful to you guys.
Thank you all for doing this. This is so exciting. I can't even imagine how many people are devastated right now with, you know, the loss of their homes and, you know, not being able to do this. And a wedding when you've planned it for so long, it's so cool that y'all are pulling this together.
Thank you, Lisa. We're not doing it. We're just the mouthpiece. Like y'all,
we've just got the microphones. Y'all are making this happen. This is incredible.
Richard from Decatur, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
Nicholas and Tori need help. What do you got for them, Richard?
Well, I am a DJ with Jammin' DJs. We're a national DJ company. I'm here in Decatur. And, I mean, we've got uplighting. We've got obviously have music. We can do anything that you guys need.
Oh, that's so incredible, so Richard. Cool. Thank you. And it's called Jammin' DJs?
Jammin' DJs, that's right.
Sweet. Because, wow. I mean, it's not a party unless you got good music and a great DJ.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the big things that people remember about a wedding is the music and the great time that they had during the reception. So,
all right. Richard, we'll pass your information along, but I need you to repeat after me. DJ Richard.
I, DJ Cairo, actually.
DJ Cairo, will not play the chicken dance.
I will not play the chicken dance. Not a chance.
All right, perfect. you passed. Hold on. We'll get your information in, Nick and Tori. Hold on. Stacia, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Stacia.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
We are so excited because we want to pull this off for Tori and Nick. What you got?
Yes. I want to help pull this off, too. And, you know, DJs are great and flowers are great, but you don't have a minister. Now you do, because I own a company called More Than Words Ministries. I'm out of Woodstock. I'm a professional wedding minister.
I'd
love to talk to the couple, and if they want a religious ceremony or a secular ceremony, it doesn't matter to me. My slogan is, it's your wedding. It should be done your way. So I would like to provide my services and perform their wedding ceremony.
I'm pretty sure, Stacia, as long as they're dry, you could do the wedding in Ewok. And they would be happy
right,
with
right,
it.
Right. You know, I got to brush up on that. But yeah, no, I would love to. I actually lived in Glenn County for 7 years down by Jekyll Island and on the mainland in Brunswick. So I'm praying for my own property that I still own down there as well. So I understand where they're at. I was down there for Matthew. I evacuated for that. So let's pull this off. Let's get these folks married. Wherever the venue is, it doesn't matter in Metro Atlanta. I live in Woodstock, but I'll travel anywhere.
Amazing. You're the best. Thank you, Stacia.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. God bless y'all.
This
whole show has given me all the feels. I've got goosebumps everywhere. Kelly Cheese is crying.
Are you really?
Oh, my gosh.
Here's a little behind the scenes of this. Like, I really was nervous going into it at 7 o'clock. So Janine's answering the phones. She looks pretty much shell shocked, like a flashbang grenade just went off in her pants. Like, she's like, "What is happening?" Our interns are pumping their fist with everything that comes along because they're like, well, "What are you guys? Early 20s, right?" So you're prime. You still think weddings are beautiful, don't you? Yeah, and you're going to one, like 9 of them every summer, aren't you? Yep. So they're excited for the whole thing. Jen is replanning her whole wedding, right? She's like, "This is great!
I'm so excited.
That's awesome." Kelly Cheese is like, "We're making a damn wedding happen." Like, she's trying to be tough and like put it all together. And JP's just sitting quietly in the other room going, "Why are you guys doing in 45 minutes what has taken me the last year of my life?"
It's fantastic to watch. There's so many good people out there. Wow.
All right, we're going to get organized here in a sec. Oh, my God.
Yes, pick her up.
Speaking of organized.
Pick her up, please.
Hey, Denise.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what do you do for a living?
I've been doing it for about 11 years. I'm an event coordinator, a wedding coordinator, deluxe experience.
Awesome.
So I would love to give my services and coordinate this thing and get everybody all together and all where everybody's supposed to be down the aisle and in one piece and happy.
Girl, I got about 20 phone numbers I'm going to be passing on to you. Because I'm over here like, I've never planned a wedding before, but I'm going to plan a wedding. We're going to do this.
Yes, I'm excited.
If Kelly gets too close to wedding things, she starts to get itchy. So. Yeah. Hold on, okay, Denise?
Okay, I got everything that you need help with, Kelly. I'll be right there helping you.
You're awesome.
Yes.
Cool. All right, give us a few minutes to get organized, And
I want you to read this text message from the bridesmaid that just came in. This one right here.
Can I read it on the air?
Yep.
The bride is sobbing with joy.
Oh.
Who's Joy?
The other bridesmaid. Christy just called her.
Why is Janine crying? Everybody's crying. All you women. All I'm thinking is we got an open bar at this thing, right? All right. Give us a few minutes to get organized. We got to see what we have left, and then we will come back, see if there's anything left on the list.
We'll let you know the blanks that we need to fill.
I can't believe we did this, y'all, in 35 minutes.
We're going to throw them a wedding.
I think we put a wedding together.
We just put a wedding together. Thanks to y'all. Keep calling if you've got anything that you haven't heard on the air yet. 404-263-0941. Let's make this happen for this couple, Tori and Nick. Georgians evacuating from Jekyll Island right now. Let's not let Hurricane Irma ruin their wedding day.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Hurricane Irma's not going to ruin Tori and Nick's wedding. Thanks to the Jeff and Jen Show family. This is incredible.
Carrie, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
You can help us out with the wedding?
Yes, I wanted to donate a bouquet and a boutonniere for the bride.
Perfect.
Oh. Yeah.
So perfect. Thank you so much. What's your florist? What's your... Okay.
Well, I'm just kind of an independent person, but I've done 5 weddings this year, and I can send her some examples and all that, whatever she wants.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's so awesome, Carrie.
Perfect. I was just ready to send our interns to a cemetery to steal some flowers. So.
Oh, no, you didn't.
That's cool. Hey, do we have Carrie's info? Cool. Thank you. All right. Thanks, Carrie. We'll be in touch.
We'll be in touch.
Wonderful. Thank you. Bye.
Ingrid. Welcome to the show, Ingrid.
Hey guys, good morning.
You want to help out Tori and Nick?
I do. I actually want to donate some hair and makeup if they need that.
Yes, awesome. That's so important.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I can promise you that they don't want anything that looks windswept.
Right.
That's not a style they're gonna.
I'm guessing she's not gonna go with a beachy.
Right.
Oh. Right.
All right, we're still holding out. Thank you, Ingrid.
Of course, thanks.
And if you're just jumping in and you don't know what we're talking about, Tori and Nick are a couple from Georgia, and they live in Jekyll Island now, are planning to get married tomorrow, but they're all evacuating. Them and their entire family and wedding party, all their guests are evacuating to Atlanta, and we still want to throw them a wedding day, so we need your help.
We need two things. Only two things remain as far as we can tell. We need a caterer who is available on Sunday, right?
Sunday, so, I believe, is going to be the day.
All right, so we need a caterer available on Sunday, and then we need somebody to help out with, like, decor and room setup.
Right, because you know how the rooms will all have candles or the requirements for, like, LED candles or just whatever room decorations.
Yep.
And I don't even know. I guess that would be a wedding event company.
Right.
That would have a warehouse of those kind of things. But if you've got a decor company and could provide wedding reception and ceremony decor, we need you.
All right, 404-263-0941. When we come back, hopefully we will have the decor company, we'll have the caterer, and then we can call the bride and tell her she doesn't have to worry about anything but being safe, because I think we pulled this off, y'all.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
404-263-0941, a decor company, a caterer, and I'll be there for the open bar. Is that fair? Is that rude?
You'll be there for the what?
Open bar.
The open bar.
Yeah.
Portion of the event.
Not the ceremony part.
And if you're a caterer, we know this could be at some expense for you, but we promise we can make it up in airtime, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
With a Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
Nick and Tori have been through it all. They've dated. They've broken up. They've gone back together and realized they were soulmates. They moved together to Alabama so he could get his grad work, finish his grad work, just before the tornadoes hit and destroyed everything they own in Tuscaloosa back in, I think it was 2011.
Yep.
Then last year, work, they came home to Atlanta. They bought a house in Smyrna, but last year, work brought them down to the Jekyll Island area where they settled in. Nick pops the question. Tori says yes. And they weren't able to celebrate the engagement because then Hurricane Matthew blew in.
They had to evacuate.
But they planned their wedding. A beautiful venue down there on Jekyll Island. Villa Ospo in Jekyll Island. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful?
Gorgeous.
Here's the problem. Jekyll Island has to evacuate because Hurricane Irma. So they're coming back to Atlanta. And they need a wedding tomorrow. Exactly 1 hour ago, we said we wanted to help them. And with these next two phone calls, Jen, I think we're done.
Wow. I've got goosebumps everywhere.
Jackie, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
We were just talking about how a company needs to come in and kind of decorate the room for us and do like candles and make it look all pretty with whatever things go into making weddings look pretty. And and I understand you're a wedding pretty maker.
we are a rental company located here out of Griffin, Georgia. We're called Shade Tree Event Rentals.
Shade Tree, okay.
Yes, and we actually provide items like tables and chairs. We have a beautiful farm line. We do lightings and all kind of stuff like that, and we would love to help Nick and Tori.
Oh, my gosh. Incredible, Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie. What's the name of your company again?
It's Shade Tree Event Rentals.
Awesome. Thank you, Shade Tree Event Rentals. I appreciate you so much.
I love it that she said she had a farm line of rentals. So they must do a lot of farm and barn-esque weddings.
And the other thing we said we needed help with was catering. Jen, please welcome to the show, Amanda.
Hey, Amanda.
Hi, Jen, Jeff. How are y'all?
Please tell us you're a caterer.
We are a catering company out of Northwest Atlanta.
Awesome. What's the name of your company?
It's Southern Peach Events.
Awesome.
And we could be available Saturday or Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. This is incredible.
I also own a wedding venue in Hiram, Georgia, called the Cotton Gin at Mill Creek. And I know it makes it really simple, but everything would be included. But I have Sunday available, not Saturday.
Awesome. Okay, Sunday available. Awesome.
Like flowers, cake, DJ.
Y'all are, the people of this city are freaking fantastic.
Ooh.
That is awesome.
I am just
Amanda.
Overwhelmed.
And I would donate alcohol too. They need a drink.
Yes, yeah. They are going to need one of those. Oh, that's for sure.
The alcohol to them. That's cool.
Jeff wants to come for the open bar portion.
Amanda, hang on. We'll go.
We would love to take care of their catering.
That is so generous. I mean, I'm so glad. Hurricane Irma is not ruining this wedding.
No.
It's not going to ruin it for Tori and Nick.
Hey, Jen, grab that box of tissues.
Okay.
Hey, Regina.
Yes.
What is your relationship to the wedding party?
I am the mother of the bride.
Hi.
And I just want to thank you guys so much because we thought this was not going to happen. And I'm just overwhelmed at the love this city has shown them. They have been through so much.
Regina, we are so, so excited for your daughter and for her soon-to-be husband. We are going to make this happen. And this Jeff and Jen Show family and Star 94.1 family of listeners has come together in a big way in the last hour to make this the most special, beautiful dream wedding day that your daughter's always been dreaming of.
We love you so much. You have no idea. And she's marrying the most wonderful man you could ever meet. We are so happy with her fiance. He's just wonderful. And I'm so excited that this is happening now because we were devastated over this. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome, Regina. We will put all the finishing touches on our spreadsheet here, and we're going to get it over. And you know who really deserves the thanks is Tori's awesome bridesmaids who reached out to us and said that Tori and Nick need help. So thank them because they rallied and they're the reason that this snowball started rolling down the hill. So,
yesterday they were going crazy. And I mean, text back and forth, they were calling people and
I mean, they are wonderful. Well, they are really a great bunch of women.
Well, they did it, and Regina, enjoy your wedding. Like I said, we'll put the finishing touches on this, and we'll be ready to present it to Tori here in just a few minutes, all right?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Exactly what I would like a Southern mom to sound like.
Oh, she's the sweetest.
All right, JP, I know you're overwhelmed and not paying attention, but the next two songs, neither of them we can play.
Okay.
So we can't play Break Even by the Script right now, and we can't play X's and O's by L. King right
Definitely
now.
Definitely not X's and O's.
So what would you like to play?
Anything that doesn't deal with a broken heart.
All right, hold on a second.
Let's find a love song.
I got a little something for you.
Okay.
It's a good wedding song right here.
A good
Perfect.
One to dance to
oh, yeah.
at the
yeah.
reception. Oh, yeah, this is going to be good.
Boom, right. hit this.
Perfect. All right, we'll come back in 3 minutes after Bruno, and we'll have Tori, the bride, on with us, and we'll tell her what you all did for her and Nick. Next.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Tori and Nick are a couple with Georgia roots who are supposed to get married tomorrow in Jekyll Island. They're now evacuating because of Hurricane Irma. They're coming back home to their family and wedding party and guests here in Atlanta. And we're not going to let Hurricane Irma stop their wedding day. The Jeff and Jen Show in the last hour has been putting the pieces together. And with your love and support and donations, we're making a wedding happen tomorrow or Sunday for this sweet couple.
We made a wedding happen. Y'all came through huge. Tiffany in Gainesville has been listening to the whole thing. Hey, Tiffany.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to tell you guys that I have an hour commute every morning going to work, and you guys are the most loving, funniest. I mean, what you did for those guys, for them, it just made me cry, and I just love you guys and want to thank you for making my morning wonderful every day.
Well, Tiffany, thank you so much for making the switch and listening every day. It wouldn't be possible. Yes. Today isn't possible without you, without our entire family of Star 94.1 listeners.
Yes, you guys are wonderful, and I just can't tell you. You make such a difference in so many people's lives, and it's amazing.
You can't tell this through the radio, but in addition to being positive and wonderful, we're also very good looking. I have
incredibly humble,
very humble. I have hair like the fur of the belly of a unicorn. It's glorious. Jen's breath smells like a freshly washed peacock. It's
Angelina Jolie copied her lips after mine.
Right. So Tiffany, that was a good start, but we just finished it off for you. We are great. Thank you.
Well, you actually are all beautiful on the inside and out. So I'll go with that.
Cool. Don't listen to him, Tiffany. Thank you for such a sweet call.
All right.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Now, please welcome to the show our bride.
Oh, hold on. We got to give her
special. Hold on. We got to give her the special music.
We got to give her appropriate bride music. No, this one.
Please welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show, Tori of Tori and Nick.
Hi.
Hi, bride. How are you doing?
I have a lot of emotions right now, a lot of feelings.
I know it has been so stressful. Are you guys leaving Florida now? Have you packed up? Are you in the car? What's happening?
Well, we live in Georgia. We live right outside of Jekyll. And we are, we woke up this morning. I worked all night last night getting, keepsakes and stuff that just we can't bear to be without, packed up. And, we're going to load up the car, run the last few errands. And we have technically a mandatory evacuation starting at 8:00, but, we're just trying to get everything together, everything that we don't want to lose.
I know that is so stressful for you. And you and your fiance are supposed to tie the knot tomorrow. How is he holding up?
He's my rock, and he's tried to stay extremely strong through all of this. And he's had his moments, but Jesus Christ, he's so strong.
Tori, the beautiful thing about this is, while it's very sad that you have to leave your home and your wedding plans are disrupted, your story was so inspiring, and the journey that you and Nick took was so resonated with so many people, moving to different parts of the country and even the world to get your start, to
losing everything in the tornado in Tuscaloosa, and then having to evacuate after Hurricane Matthew and your engagement. I mean, people are like, no.
Yeah, people connected to your story in such a huge way that I don't know if you were listening just a few minutes ago, but your entire wedding, top to bottom, this weekend here in the Atlanta area has been taken care of by the Jeff and Jen Show family.
I'm just so blown away and so appreciative. I'm sorry.
You just make sure you've got that wedding dress in the car, girl.
Yeah, okay. No. Evacuate with everything with that.
Yeah, you make room for that wedding gown, and you and your fiance get here safely with all of your most precious belongings. You guys focus on getting here safely. We are teaming up with your bridesmaids when we talk to your mom, and we are going to take care of the details, okay? So consider us your wedding planners, and it's all going to come together.
I'm speechless, and that never happens.
Well, a special thank you to your matron of honor, Katie, and your bridesmaid, Christy, who both reached out to me on Facebook last night and said if there's anything you could do. And to Jen Hobby, who when I said, Jen, this makes me super nervous, I don't think we should do this, Jen was like, we'll do it.
We're doing it.
We're going to make it happen. And never doubted it. So exactly 1 hour and 13 minutes ago, we went on the air and asked for a wedding. And the people of Atlanta delivered. So congratulations. Enjoy your wedding. And we can't wait to hear all about it.
Thank you. And this is why we love Atlanta and miss Atlanta so much.
And Tori, I will tell you the best thing about this is that every single person that we've talked to who knows you says this couple deserves it. You could not pick a better couple who loves each other more and who are just great, wonderful people in their heart of hearts to do this for. So just know that you've got a lot of people who love you and believe in you.
I'm so blown away.
Don't use that phrase.
Yeah,
that's
not too soon.
Yeah, too soon. Hey, is Nick nearby you?
He is. Hold on. Let me go grab him.
Well, I was just going to say that I know you guys are packing and rushing and everything, but we found out who from your bridesmaids, what your song was. So why don't you take 3 minutes and celebrate what the people of Atlanta just did for you and have an early first dance.
Oh, thank you.
With your husband to be, Nick.
This is their song, Chris Stapleton.
Thanks for sharing your story with us, Tori.
Thank you guys so much.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star
94.1. That is a song you wouldn't normally hear on Star 94.1.
What a love. That's Tori and Nick's wedding song.
Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey. Hey, Jeff and Jen Show, what's up?
Hey, this is Josh. I'm a 45-year-old man, and I'm driving down the road squalling like a baby. Absolutely. You have taken me back to my wedding 25 years ago when I had the privilege to hold my bride for the first time, and I cannot get past that. Every one of you deserve a spanking this morning.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, not holding your bride. Today.
We'll save that for the honeymoon. But anyway, you guys have done a great job.
Oh, you're
and you have
so
made,
sweet.
You have made, there's still good people in this world.
There's so many. There's so many to this radio station in this community who have wrapped their arms around Tori and Nick and are going to provide this beautiful dream wedding day for them.
I know it. You guys did a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Get yourself a tissue.
Oh, man. He made me cry.
Even Kelly Cheese's face is leaking.
People are nice, y'all. Good vibe, tribe.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.